You're like, duh, we wouldn't be carrying it, duh. Because they're probably not enough seats in Mumford for all the people who'd like to go. I don't know what the capacity there is.
Of Bienski Stadium?
Yeah, but it's,
I think it's about 11,000.
Okay. So.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good size.
Okay. So we're going to,
makes Bluebell Park look like a shack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Is there a train track going by it?
I don't think so. No.
I mean, there's a train track. But.
Yeah, sure, but not right by it. Huh?
Anyway, so that's 7th. Who's the broadcasting the game?
It'd be me.
You.
And Chuck Linwinkle.
Oh, okay.
Chuck.
Oh,
right.
The Chuckster.
And then tomorrow it'll be me again.
Okay.
And little Timmy Schnettler. So. Oh.
How about that?
All right.
Some baseball aficionados.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So and so now, congratulations to the Spurs. They've won 473 games in a row, which is pretty cool. You know, that's good for them. We have something new and unwelcome in our weather forecast today. Remember that heat index thing? Remember when we used to have to talk about that?
Right.
Yeah, that's back. So there you go. And if you were out in it yesterday, even though it wasn't in the forecast, it was there.
It warm.
Yeah. It's just, now we're to that point where it's not cool. For instance, right now, it's 76, which is, but the humidity's 88%, okay? That's not much fun. And I'm really glad to hear those showers are going to stay well to the north of us, as Rob mentioned. But that's okay. We're going to get some north winds on Thursday night, see how that works out.
There you go.
See, we got time to talk about this stuff now.
Yeah, we do.
Now, and we've just finished... You know, and I guess we got maybe a couple of weeks before the electioneering starts up again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm reading a story this morning going, well, they're not doing this around here. So how do you wake voters up? If you are a female candidate, you could just whip off your top.
Okay.
Did you say that is happening around here?
Well, it's not. No,
oh, well. Well, okay. Well, let's get the word out.
That's the strategy of a philosophy professor who wants to be in Mexico's Congress. 34-year-old Natalie Juarez gave her campaign a jolt by posing for a head-turning billboard ad with six other women, all of them topless.
Oh, she wasn't. But
yes,
she was, too.
All of their hands strategically placed over particular spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why did they go for the topless look? She said society, well, she said it in Spanish, probably not English. Society is lethargic. We need to get energized. We need to tell people, hey, wake up, because if you don't, sharks are going to eat you up. Wake up, you citizens and politicians. So, yeah, topless billboards for candidates out there.
Well, and, give her an A for effort.
Well, yeah, I think so. That's, I guess.
I bet it's more a C.
Yeah.
We probably won't have a link to the website.
No.
Won't have any pictures from Ms. Juarez. Maybe in Juarez.
Info.
Mason.
Perfect situation.
Move that serape, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let me see your hands.
Okay. It's a B then.
Yeah, that works out.
To spend this time with us, it's gonna be a good morning, a good morning meeting.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. I came to Bryan College Station in 1999 with a mission to help those looking for relief from life's aches and pains via physical therapy. Through the support of the good physicians and patients of the Brazos Valley, I've been blessed beyond my wildest expectations. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you for choosing Advanced Therapy to assist you on your road to wellness and for voting us Best of the Brazos 2009 and 2010. See what we can do for you online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com.
When you have work to do, get it done with a Kubota. Kubota's the top choice for reliability, efficiency, and value. And right now, during Kubota Rewards, you can get financing as low as 0% on new Kubota utility and ag tractors, tractor loader backhoes, and utility vehicles. Find out why it pays to own orange. To learn more, go to Kubota.com or see your Kubota dealer today.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota today, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 618.
It is indeed, and it's May the 30th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Let me get right over here. I was checking to see if a guy was really still alive.
Oh,
he is.
How'd you do?
Okay. Well, yeah, he is.
Good news for him.
I wanted
to
make sure. Yeah.
Good.
Actor Clint Walker He's Cheyenne.
Sure.
If you got to be really old to remember that, but I remember that. How's that? He's 85 years old today. Actor Keir Dulay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Turns 76 years old today.
That's Dave.
I know.
That's Dave.
Feverishly trying to fire up my...
70, your diesel-powered computer-perific thing there. Yeah, that's...
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
No.
I don't... I mean...
Can't do that.
And did he end up really doing anything else? I mean, I know he was probably in other movies.
He's been in some other things. I looked up his filmography on IMDb. He did some TV guest starring and stuff like that, but never anything major, really.
Well, and the thing is, you never saw his entire face. Almost the last half of the movie, you know, he's in that space helmet, so you wouldn't really know him that well. And then, yeah, he ends up being like the guy pushing the broom in the background in some show. So,
there you go.
Hope he's doing all right.
That might have been by accident.
Yeah. Maybe he just wandered onto the set.
Yeah, just caught him doing his job.
Right. Actress Ruta Lee is 76 years old. She was on a lot of game shows and stuff like that, too. Yeah, there you go. Michael J. Pollard is 73 years old. You remember him as C.W. Moss in Bonnie and Clyde? Sure. I guess that's the first time that we saw him. In my opinion, the greatest running back who ever carried a football is 69 years old today. That would be Gale Sayers of the Chicago Bears and the University of Kansas.
Don't know that I would disagree with you on that.
He's pretty good.
Had he not blown out his knee, I think that would have been proven out, as a matter of fact. Actor Ted McGinley is 54 years old today, and country singer Wynonna Judd.
Ooh.
There you go. Yeah. I left space for that.
Birthday cake. Nom, 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 nom.
Ashley's going, hon, don't you think I should...
Mama, get the cake! Nom, nom, nom,
Mama, grab the cake! He's at it again!
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, she's 48. Yeah. That's her age.
Oh, okay.
That too.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, a guy I'd never heard of until this, The Voice, which we started watching, came on, rapper CeeLo Green.
Yeah, well, he'd been around a while.
Had he been a while?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
no,
I'm not a big rapper guy. So
oh, yeah. No, he was Gnarls Barkley with the Danger Mouse. So,
listen to you.
Well, I'm telling you, the guy's good. Yeah, I mean, I know that he wasn't known to a lot of people, but this guy's
a little strange.
Excuse me.
He's got big old arms and a little bitty dog. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got a beautiful voice.
There you go.
He's very talented.
He's 38 years old today. And moving right along. Oh, dead. That's all I got.
Colm Meaney, he's 59. He's done a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Trey Parker, who'd be your...
half of the South Park duo.
Yep, yeah, he does pretty well with that. He'd be a 40 today. He's just 40, so good for him. All right, 621.